Hello, Radio 1.
Oh, hi, Scott. It's Chris from Southampton.
Hello, Chris.
How can I help? If there's any chance of you reading out Karma Electra's phone number on the air today. I was rather impressed yesterday about the Girls Aloud incident.
Yeah. Yeah, what did you think when we put the number out?
I was a bit shocked about that. I wasn't expecting to be hearing your voice today.
Yeah. Do you know what? My phone hasn't stopped ringing and people text me going, oh, you're going to be in trouble after the slight mishap that occurred yesterday when a member of a famous female pop group's phone number may have accidentally gone out on air. I've got more news on this in just a second. Scott Mills Radio. Now, yesterday we announced that I had a new celebrity phone number in my phone book. And we called it to play an impromptu game of Who the Hell Are You? Now, that game where we call up a famous person and you have to guess who it is just by keeping them on the phone and talking to them. So this is what happened when we called my new celebrity friend yesterday.
Are they French?
This is the Vodafone voice service for 07707474914. Please leave a message.
Cut it off! Now, I've got a slight confession to make. That wasn't any member of Girls Aloud's phone number or any celebrity at all. It was one of our phone numbers because I felt like conducting a kind of social experiment. The experiment being, if you gave out, let's say, a member of Girls Aloud's phone number on the radio, what kind of people would phone it up? And you're about to find out. People like this.
Scott Mills has just given your number out on the radio. I'm sure you're aware by now. How very annoying.
We got a lot of calls, you know.
Really?
A lot of people using the Listen Again facility to track down the number.
Were they mainly men?
Yes, they were.
There's a surprise.
Ladies, find out if your husband or boyfriend has been phoning up members of Girls Aloud at 4:40. We had a lot of fun in the pub after the show last night with the Girls Aloud SIM card. Because, of course, you can get texts as well. Some of them are brilliant. Yesterday, we gave out the number, well, what you thought was the number of a member of Girls Aloud by mistake, but it wasn't. It was just us and one of our phone numbers, just to see what kind of person would ring up if they thought they had access to a member of Girls Aloud's phone number.
And a lot of people believed that we could be that incompetent as to give a celebrity's phone number out on it.
Yeah, what does that tell you? Now, some people just couldn't believe their luck. That's it. Some people went with just pure, simple honesty.
I love you. I love you.
That's so wrong.
Now, some people were a little bit cleverer with it, and they went for the, you've met me before, but you probably don't remember because you're a bit drunk. They obviously thought it was Sarah's number.
Hi there, lovely. It's me, Chris. You met me the other night at the pub. If you can call me back, please, on 7-5. That'd be great. Perhaps we could get out for a date sometime. Cheers. Bye.
Clever, but again, wrong.
Some people went for man of mystery.
Hi, babe. It's me. You know, it's give something back. Cheers.
Yeah, you know who it is. I can imagine Cheryl getting that message and going, actually, I don't know that I might call him back. And then others went for the classic, this is my new number.
Oh, no.
But don't say who you are.
Yeah, hi, darling, it's me. It's my new number. Just give us a call when you get this. Cheers.
Now, I like this bloke very much.
Hello, you probably know I got this number off Scott Mills, so quick phone call to let you know. I want to know which one it is. Please text back.
I want to know which one it is.
Can you imagine it? So you're sat there. Oh, Scott's only going to give my number out on Flipping Radio 1. Oh, and they all want to know it is. Okay, I'll just text back and say it's me, Sarah. Is this a text from the same guy? Yeah, this is one of the texts we found last night. Right. Hello. Scott Mills accidentally gave your number over the radio. All he said was it was someone famous. Please let me know who you are. I promise I will never ring. Now, this bloke is straight to the point. I like his style.
Hi, can you give me a call back, please, as long as it's not Nicola?
Oh!
But here's our... here's our absolute favourite. Now, this guy really, really does think he is in with a chance of copping off with one of the members of Girls Aloud. Check it.
Hi, right, you don't know me, right? But this will be in your best interest if you can listen to what I say and don't delete this message. Right, okay, I'm a 5'10", brown hair, blue eyes, sort of sporty sort of build. You know, I'm in work in IT, 24. Friends think I'm sort of, you know, a good looking lad and that. I can get you a cheap deal on a laptop, and I drive a motor, so, you know. And, you know, it's not as if I haven't been with somebody famous before. I used to date, I don't know if you've heard of Hepburn, the lead singer, Jamie. Yeah, me and her used to have a thing. So, if you could give us a call back on, you know, 078...
La, 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 la.
423. And I hope you didn't mind me calling, but you've got to be in it to win it.
Right.
Do you know the ironic thing? I forgot to bleep his number. And we're back to square one.
Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Got to be in it to win it. Right, so yesterday we accidentally gave out one of Girls Aloud's numbers. Well, that's what we told you, but wasn't actually at all. It was just a number that we had knocking around, little SIM card. So I thought we'd do like a social experiment to find out what kind of person, if they thought they had access to a female hot pop star's number, what they do and whether they call it.
I love the fact you're dressing up as a social experiment, when in fact, we just want to laugh at blokes.
Yeah.
Really.
Now, we've listened through some of the messages, like this one.
Hello, you probably never got this number off Scott Mills, so quick phone call to let you know. I want to know which one it is. Please text back.
Mm. Right, so that's the message he left on what he thought was one of Girls Aloud's mobile phones. So we called him back. Now, we got Becky, who works in Radio 1 upstairs, to pose as one of Girls Aloud. And we called him back.
This call is being diverted. Please hold.
Hi, this is...
Okay, that's obviously his girlfriend or his wife, but we left a message anyway.
Hi, it's Sarah from Girls Aloud. I had a message from a guy on this number yesterday. Yeah, I am really interested. If you could get me a call back, that would be amazing. You've got my number.
Right, so just thought we'd leave a little message there.
Oh, I can't believe you've done that.
Well, why not?
Well,
he rang. We just called him back. How were we to know it wasn't his number?
Yeah,
his girlfriend's
okay.
Number. Yeah. And there's another one, the message we got.
Yeah, hi, darling, it's me. It's my new number. So just give us a call when you get this. Cheers.
He was doing the old I've got a new number, here it is routine, just to try and get to talk to one of Girls Aloud. So, Becky gave him a call.
Hello, Lee speaking.
Hi, Lee. You called me yesterday with your new number.
Oh, who's this? Sorry, I think I have the wrong number.
It's Sarah. No, it's definitely you.
No, I'm saying I'm sorry. I think I might have phoned the wrong number.
Oh, okay.
I don't know any Sarahs. I do apologise.
Oh,
no. I'm very sorry. I phoned the wrong person. Oh, crap. I wonder who I was phoning.
Okay. I thought you sounded really nice.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right, then. Sorry about that.
Lee, do you not fancy just meeting up sometime anyway?
I'm married, sorry.
Oh.
Thank you for phoning, though.
Wow.
I'm totally sorry. And then there was this guy.
Hi there, lovely. It's me, Chris. You met me the other night at the pub. If you can call me back, please, on 7-5, that'd be great. Perhaps we could get out for a date sometime. Cheers. Bye.
Now, remember, he thinks that he is leaving a message for one of Girls Aloud, and he's doing the old, we have met, but you don't remember me. So, we gave him a call as well.
Hello?
Hi, is that Chris?
Yeah.
Hi, Chris. You left a message on my voicemail yesterday. It's Sarah? We're just calling you back because we're sitting here just having a bit of fun, and we thought you might be interested.
Well, you see, we're kind of having a pillow fight, and I wondered if you'd like to join in.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Hello, is that Chris?
Yeah, sorry.
Hi, Chris. It's Sarah.
Right.
Hello. And Nicola.
Me and Nicola are just hanging out in our bedroom. Just, we don't really have many clothes on, having a bit of a pillow fight.
We just wondered if you wanted to, you know, pop over. You see, Sarah's got her pink pyjamas on and I've got my blue pyjamas on. It'd be really nice if you could come round, you know, maybe bring yours.
Would you not like a good
Anyway, I'll see you later.
Okay, bye then.